Legendary Crooks. Narrated by Paul Spera. Rudy Kurniawan, The Grapes of Wrath. Zen Wang Huang is an Indonesian who is considered one of the leading experts in oenology in the early 2000s. Born in Indonesia to Chinese parents, he immigrated to the United States in 1998 and studied in California. He quickly took the name Rudy Kurniawan and presented himself as a rich Indonesian heir. He started a career as a wine collector, specializing in French wines, and became a key figure in the industry at the age of 30. In 2003, Huang's student visa expires and is not renewed. He remains illegally on American soil with this identity of Rudy Kurniawan. If wine collectors and merchants drink up his words, it's because he has built up a personal collection of over 50,000 bottles and has partnered with the highly respected auctioneer John Capon. Together with John Capon, Rudy organizes auctions of some of the rarest and most prestigious wines in the world. In 2006, they set a record for a wine auction with nearly 8,000 bottles sold for $35 million. While Rudy Kurniawan is sifting through debts between his expensive lifestyle and his wine purchases, more and more experts are raising doubts about the authenticity of some of the bottles the Indonesian has sold. In 2008, during an auction, Laurent Ponceau, owner of a very prestigious Burgundy domain, is contacted by experts. Rudy is selling bottles that predate the creation of the domain. Laurent Ponceau goes to the auction to have the sale canceled and makes it a personal matter, determined to bring the forger down. The following year, a prominent collector, Bill Koch, files a complaint for fraudulent wine sales. Rudy Kurniawan's true identity is revealed, and the FBI launches an investigation. Rudy was not arrested until 2012. When federal authorities searched his Los Angeles home, they discovered a clandestine laboratory in the basement where the forger was bottling fake vintages and making fake labels. In 2014, he was convicted of fraud and forgery, imprisoned for 10 years, and ordered to pay millions of dollars in damages. Released in May 2021, Kurniawan shook up the elitist world of oenology. According to the FBI, he sold about 12,000 bottles, many of which are still in different cellars all around the world. As for the swindler, he still hasn't expressed the slightest remorse, and even wanted to pay for his own plane ticket back to Indonesia in order to offer himself the comfort of business class. Quite the character. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.